This is a Dr. Lee indicating his physical pain. Ashford, A-S-H-F-O-R-D, Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Date of birth, 12/25/1972. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Date of service, 10/20/2023. His initial history and physical. Patient seen today. Complete history, physical done. History of present illness. This is a 50-year-old female with the history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, previous stroke in 2021 with no residual. Speech impairment since childhood. Obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Patient presented to Good Samaritan Hospital with the left side numbness and weakness in the left side. CT head was done without acute abnormality. CTA head and neck reviewed. Chronic occlusion of M1 segment of brachial bilateral, not brachial, M1 occlusion bilateral middle cerebral artery. Both cerebral hemispheres. Complete circle of villus with the fetal origin of the left posterior cerebral artery. MRI brain show multiple foci of acute infarct involving right MCA territory. Patient also has a complaining of right shoulder numbness feeling, but the repeat MRI showed no other finding. They started the patient aspirin Flavix for 90 days, advised, and subsequently atorvastatin also continued. Patient also has a bradycardia that seems to be chronic in nature. She has episode of chest pain that resolved. Hypertension was monitored, blood pressure closely. Yeah. After stabilization, PTOT done. Patient was sent to subacute rehab. Patient was consulted for neurology while in the hospital. Today when I saw the patient, she still has a weakness in the left arm, left leg. Had a speech impairment, but no shortness of breath, no headache or dizziness, no fever, no chills. Allergies, amoxicillin, penicillin, tomato. Next and past medical history, old CVA in 2021 with recovery, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, speech impairment since childhood. She also has a sleep apnea on CPAP. History of bradycardia. Medication upon discharge, aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg QPM, Plavix 75 mg daily, metformin 500 mg BID, topramate 100 mg twice a day. Social issue, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. She worked at Future Care. Housekeeping staff. Reverse system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, left side weakness, left arm, left leg. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Oriented M3, cooperative, blood pressure 129 over 78, pulse 72, temperature 98.3 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse. Pulse ox 96%, blood sugar 168, body weight 242 pounds, had 8 macromuchalic eyes and a carrick, no erudition, throat clear, next up, pulmonary, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, regular, abdomen soft, not turned, balls on fast, extremities, no edema, neuro, she's awake, alert, M3, motor power, right arm, right leg is 5 over 5, left arm power is 1 to 2 over 5. Left leg is 1 over 5. Assessment taken of the midterm with acute CVA, right MCA territory. Left side weakness due to acute stroke. Neck and hypertension, neck and diabetes mellitus, neck and episode of chest pain. That has resolved while in the hospital. History of bradycardia, history of hyperlipidemia, history of obstructive sleep apnea. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT, sleep therapy follow-up. Care plan discuss the patient, the nursing staff. Patient also be given on CPAP as you're taking at home the same setting. Thank you.